All right, 4 o'clock. Good to have you with us. You just heard the news in the update there. I think it's interesting. And again, it's no longer this need. Now, Job cannot join the playoff roster because you didn't call him up early enough. But that's okay. It's all hands on deck the last week of the season. Get a little taste of the big leagues. You put him in a big spot here or there. You see what he's got. The bottom line is the pressure's off the Tigers because the Twins and Royals are just complete bleep holes. Like, they can't win a game. So August 14th, when you had 0.2% shot of getting in, to September 14th, where it was 8%, that doesn't matter. Since September 14th, in the last 10 days, the Twins and Royals combined have won like 3 baseball games. So you're in this position where now your job is to make sure you don't need Skubal pitching this weekend.
Yeah.
That's your job.
Yeah, almost going full White Sox here. Yeah, they just can't get out their way.
There ain't no almost. I watched 2 of those games in Boston for the Twins. That team is not interested in playing baseball for money. They want to go home.
See, I was going to say, I don't think they believe they can win. Like, you can see the good voodoo that the Tigers have is the bad voodoo. Like, they believe they're going to trip up the stairs to
I'm going
to
use a word. I'm sorry, it's terrible to use in sports. The Q word.
Quit?
They've quit. They've quit. That series in Cleveland ended them. And they didn't win Friday night so much as the Red Sox lost, when the Red Sox struck out 21 times. And multiple times in extras, the Twins couldn't get the extra man on second home. Yet the Sox said, wait, just hold our beer. We'll be worse than you. Like, you come out in a doubleheader and get sandblasted? Q.
See, I get the quit word. I think it's just more the second one thing goes wrong, forget about it. We're going to lose, and we don't believe. Like, they're fine. Like, when they have a lead, like, maybe we can break this. No, we can't.
Because their bullpen's one of the 5 worst in the sport since mid-August. So, bottom line, Tigers are going to make history. Only one other team in the history of the sport has been as bad as you were and made the playoffs on August 11th. 72 Mets. That's it. You're making history. We talked about it last week. I had the recometer at like 66%. It's at 97.1%. Yeah. I will be stunned, not surprised, stunned if you didn't make the playoffs. Stunned. Voodoo's real. Look at the game in Baltimore this weekend. Second and third, no outs, bottom of the ninth. I must have missed where you called Dennis Eckersley out of the pen. It's voodoo. Roll with it. Wouldn't be surprised if you won a playoff series. Voodoo. Who cares? You're making history. Ride the wave. David, you had a few ticket texts? You got a problem with my Job opinion, like my problem with the Lions defense?
Not at all, but Dan Campbell just confirmed that, yes, Marcus Davenport is done for the season. Season-ending surgery.
Wait. Injured guy got injured? I know, we can't say anything in front of the Lord. Lord Holmes, you can't say anything. But this routine of signing injured people, I get tired of it. I'm trying to win a Super Bowl. Marcus Davenport, it's not been about ability. It's been about availability. Never available.
Yeah, at some point, you know what? You just got to go pay full price and get what you want instead of getting the discounted price for damaged goods.
Until, you know what? And now would be the time, because newsflash, you're going to blink and Aiden's going to be making $35 million a year. So I suggest you go out and get this done. So let's start it today. No more chair drops. Trade deadline. I need a D-end. You cannot operate. You've got 2 guys now, Aiden and Onsarike. And Onsarike is not a pure end. You can rotate him. But here's the interesting part. How many D linemen are on this roster that are north of 6'3"? The answer's 2. You're not going to win a Super Bowl with scrub-a-dubs and 6'2", you know, converted D-tackle guy. Get Aiden some help.
Not like the little dude that played for the Colts.
Little dude who played for Colts.
Freeney.
Oh, my God. Dwight Freeney?
Yeah.
You know, okay. You want something funny? You ever see North Carolina's all-conference guard?
No.
Dude, he's 5'10". And the guy they have playing right tackle next to him is 6'8". It's the funniest thing in the world, because when they break the huddle, it looks like the tackle brought his son to work. You got to see it. I forget the kid's name, but he's like 5'10". He's their right guard.
Okay.
You got to see it. It's hilarious.
But yeah, Freeney, I remember little tornado dude.
But again, if you're a pure pass rusher, I can make that work. They are thin at DN now, officially.
Yeah.
So, David, go ahead with ticket text. What do we got?
Mike, you're scaring me with your we're guaranteed in stuff. Careful.
I don't have
go
to
Tigers
be,
and Tecumseh.
I don't have to be careful of anything. Hold on 1 second. Rieger just texted me with something, and I hope this is true. This would be great. And again, baseball rules are impossible. But we had talked about this before, and the report was if they didn't have Job up here before September 1st, he would not be available for the playoff roster. But Rieger just texted me saying he's checking. He might be able to take the spot of one of the guys on the 60-day DL.
Okay.
So, Javi.
Because what it is you have to be on the 40-man by August 31st. So, he may have already been on that.
I don't think they made that move.
The 40-man move. Okay,
but I'm not sure. Bottom line, him here for any amount of time, let him get a taste of the majors. Would love to have him as a part of the playoff roster for spot plays. Be a fireman. Oh, you can't throw a rookie in that spot. I can if they throw 100.
Is that how they sound?
It is. People are so wormy. You want me to do that imitation of a couple of people we work with? I got you covered.
Oh, boy.
David, go ahead.
Could the Tigers be the 2019 St. Louis Blues?
I don't care. Sure. Yes. They're winning the whole effing thing. You know what? You're right. It's like Major League, except instead of the owner of the Cleveland Indians, they got Chris Illich, and they're stripping the clothes off of him. And maybe the last piece that comes off, it's the bag of money we get to spend this winter.
Free agency.
Tear that last piece, and it's a stack of 10 G's. Let's go. What?
We're going to embargo this stuff, okay?
Oh, I heard that on the mid. I did. Yeah, you're right. Anything interesting, embargo.
We're embargoing the winter meetings.
What's the record since Javi?
It's going to be nice. Dakota in the car says, calling Job up right now is basically like calling him up for the playoffs because every game matters. Brilliant move.
You're not going to need, if you do your damn job against the Rays, you won't need the games against the Sox, which will allow you to skip Job and bump him to game one of the playoffs. That's the job now. You're not desperate anymore. You're not begging. You're not returning pop bottles. You're in the command spot. It's the Twins that are desperate. They can't win a game.
I believed in the Tigers. I put $200 at plus +450 for them to make the playoffs when you brought it up last week. That is from Mike W.
I don't know what you're talking about. Nobody believed in him.
Nice signing, Brad. Dude is a much better drafter than free agent evaluator. That needs to be discussed.
It does need to be discussed when you're trying to win a Super Bowl. And you can, yes, anyone can get injured at any time. But when a guy look, why did Marcus Davenport get no legitimate interest from anyone? Why did he take a one-year prove-it deal with you?
Injury
if
history.
He's so effing special?
Because
he ain't ever healthy. Sorry. Oh, it just fires me up because I've wanted to pair someone with Hutch for 2 years.
I've been saying the same thing. I feel that passion, but it gets to the point I don't think it's a priority for Brad. That we can figure this out. I trust the people I have in this locker room, and let's go get a O-lineman from Canada.
I says, dang, Mike, I return bottles.
I just meant, look, you're
Ernie, is that you?
Right. Look, there's a difference between being Ernie the Can Man returning the pop bottles for your next meal or for a new pair of socks versus you're some environmentally conscious person. But don't even get me started on that. I just, please. The whole idea, recycling. Oh, the hell with it. I won't be here. It's fine.
But my kids will.
Hey, that's a YP, not an MP.
That got dark fast.
No, it didn't.
I'm not going to be here.
I'm not big into the recycling thing. I do what I need to do to keep the peace at home.
You know what?
I'm not a recycler.
I'm going to lift the embargo. We can talk with our meeting.
248-539-9797. We will get to your phone calls. I'm sorry, okay? I'm not going to be working for Greenpeace anytime soon. Straight to the people. Lions are in play. Tigers are in play. It's just, guys, you're on easy street. This is Monopoly, and you've already got Park Place. It's just a matter of time before you steal Broadway. 97.1%, you're in. Mm. You'd have to absolutely fall apart, and you've shown no signs of doing that. So we're going to get to it more tomorrow, but I'm not asking you whether you believe you have a playoff team, because if you don't believe, I don't know where you are. It's just
now it's how far can lock. You go? Yeah, how far can you go?
I win the whole thing. Who cares? You know, maybe the voodoo lasts. Maybe Bo Brisky's the new Nolan Ryan. Who cares? None of it makes sense. It doesn't have to.
So if they make it to the World Series, you think they'd allow us to throw out the first pitch since we did the voodoo thing?
No, I don't. Listen. There's only one true believer in this team, okay? So my point to you is, if you get in, baseball is strange. Rico, nothing makes sense. Sports doesn't make sense. So I just go with it. We're going to get some playoff games. Kenny's going to go get hammered. He's going to get blind drunk and have a kid. It's going to be incredible.
No. I'm so quiet. I'm like, Kenny, is something you need to
because
tell us?
Because Kenny knew the statement was believable.
Like, all of a sudden it got quiet. Like, Kenny, something you need to tell us?
Let's go to Chad, 97.1. Chad, what's going on, buddy?
Michael, you're hilarious. Valeni on recycling. I don't care. I won't be here.
I'm not a big fan of it. I'm being honest. Sorry.
You know what I'm not a big fan of? Not kicking field goals and it coming back to bite you. Now, it didn't happen this week, but a caller a couple segments ago made a comment about Tomlin being 3-0, not the Steelers. And it's funny, I thought to myself, could Campbell even win a game that way? I think he'd rather lose if he couldn't score a touchdown. Like, what? I don't think he analyzed it. Like, I understand what he was trying to do yesterday. He's thinking if we score, we win. With the way the game's going, with the way the D's playing, we punch this in, we win. But what I'd be thinking about is with the way we're playing defense, we kick a field goal here. Now, you need a touchdown and two field goals just to tie me. And if they do get hot, let's say there's a pick six. Let's say they do have a miracle couple of touchdowns. You're down one. All you need is a field goal to win. You know, instead, what happens if we go for it? And then you want to go for it, go for it. But then he's got to get even more cute and get tricky and try to do the quick snap. Why don't we ever sneak it with Goff? He's 6'4". You know, you need a yard. Oh, fine. You want to go for it? Get the damn yard. But then he's got to double down on the cuteness. I wish he could get that. He cost us that Tampa game, and I am still so damn mad about it. All I could think about when we win the head balls, gee, Dan, sure it'd be nice to kick a field goal here. I need him to realize that field goals matter. And I'm not saying you kick a field goal every single time. I'm not saying you always punt it on 4th-and-1. But there has to be a happy medium here. When it's all in, all in, all in, all the time, yeah, you're going to win some huge spots. You're also going to go broke a lot. He's got to find the happy medium, and he's not doing it, and it continues to cost us. Luckily, it didn't cost us yesterday, but Rico's referred to it many times throughout the show. I was jumping up and down. Please take the points. Nope. And then he decided to go full Jim Harbaugh. You know, let's get even more. You're already being kind of aggressive by going for it here when you really don't need you. You're in control of the game. And then it gets too cute. He's driving me crazy. Am I a bad fan?
No. No, Chad, because when you kick field goals like that, you change the game, and the strategy is now different. Whereas, let's just say in that final minute and 20, you get the ball back. You don't have to score a touchdown, a field goal, and you walk away with the victory. You take the points when they're there. It's okay. And I'm with you. There's a lot of times where I know in Detroit, it's grit, and we go for it. Analytics say this. Just take the 3 points.
So I think we're in a weird spot, both college football and pro, is that the amount of football I watch and what I see, and I am left like, I'm just left in awe of how insane coaches have gotten. And again, I'm not arguing math. I'm saying that the math, void of context, right, of actual game script. Do you know what analytics don't take into account? Weather. Yeah. Do you know what they don't take into account? who's on your effing team? Mm-hmm. Do you know what the analytics don't take into account? Injuries. I just think it's dumb to be this devotee of analytics without at least seeing the other side, where people like me and Rico say, yeah, but the analytics isn't taking into account some very important stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, case in point last night, Atlanta, instead of taking a field goal because you're down two linemen, because your quarterback can't run, because your quarterback can't sneak, because of the way the game has played out, where your defense had really done a nice job on Mahomes in the second half, I would have taken the three with 4 minutes to go, going, I'm going to get the football back. So I think early in a game, if I take the points early, I feel like, hey, I put those in my pocket.
Mm-hmm.
Those are here now. I saw a college football game this weekend. I'm embarrassed to say it, but I was watching Tulane in Louisiana. Why are you going for two with 13 minutes left in the third quarter?
Were they chasing points?
Of course you are at that point. Yeah. My point is, look, it's so early. And again, it bit him in the ass late, because now, instead of being able to score a touchdown and tie it with a field goal, I need two touchdowns. Mm-hmm. I'm just seeing coaches lose their faculties. Yeah. I don't get it.
Mike, analytics, you say I ruin college sports. I think analytics has ruined sports across the board.
I think it's ruined baseball.
Where it gives you, I think a lot of sports where it almost gives you an out, because if you, well, it's what analytics says. It's, well, no, but you're the coach. Right. What do you say?
Well
analytics tell me I should do this.
And again, I'm not in any way knocking. First of all, A.J. Hinch should be manager of the year if he gets this team in. A.J. Hinch and Fetter deserve the credit, not Scott Harris. But my point is, analytics is why they're doing this, because they are able to just mix and match, mm-hmm. Moneyball lineup, and then every guy I bring out of the pen is going to throw 100. I don't even care if I have starting pitchers.
Yeah.
And they're playing against what we've done to baseball players, is it doesn't matter if you even put the ball in play.
Right.
Binary outcome, home run or who cares? And they're using it against teams.
Right.
Like watching the Twins and Red Sox Friday, Rico, I swear to God, no one could touch a baseball. The Red Sox struck out like 21. That's insane.
No, it is.
But that's today's game.
But the thing is, analytics to me is like somebody's gambling system. They may put in all the hard work and tell you, no, this is going to happen, this is going to happen, this is going to happen. But then you couldn't tell me what happened with James Madison in North Carolina. Because sometimes it doesn't work.
I'm pretty sure that's Mac Brown's last game.
Yeah.
You can't be down 50-2 at the half to James Madison.
A buddy of mine was like, I'm thinking about putting money line on North Carolina. I was like, just give me half of it and I'll punch you in the face.
I'll just light it on fire.
Yeah.
Rico's just going to roll a blunt.
Give me half of it. I'll punch you in the face, but you get to keep the other half.
Let's go to Connor, 97.1. Connor, what's going on, buddy?
Howdy, fellas.
Hey, Connor.
So I was on FanDuel the other day, and I found myself with a free $5 bet.
Okay.
And I said to myself, you know, how can I really hurt FanDuel with this $5?
Okay.
And I like the one guy said earlier, I saw Tigers plus 400 something to make the playoffs. You know, this is about last week. And then I saw to win the American League plus 20,000.
Okay.
That's what I took.
100%. Now all you have to do is bet against them every game to try to get your money out. Straight up.
That was my immediate thought.
But what you should have done is bet them to win the World Series at even bigger odds. And then you bet against your team every night, knowing you're going to win money at their demise, or you're going to win a hell of a lot of money and have one of the most joyous sports experiences ever. Yes, Connor, you did the right thing.
But see, I didn't do the World Series because I believe they could actually win the American League. I seriously, truly believe.
Right. All I was saying is, whether they won or lost it, if you're doing this, you have to bet against them every night.
Oh yes, okay. Of course. Yeah, I know that. Okay. I know that. I'm just saying my reasoning for not doing the World Series one is because I just feel like it's actually more viable for them to win the American League.
I think it's a great move. Why not? I mean, Connor, okay, first of all, here, I'll be the evil empire for a minute. Like, I'm a Yankee fan. Am I confident the Yankees are winning the AL? No, we're gag artists. This is what we do. Aaron Judge will turn into like Gary Coleman for the playoffs. It's a pointless endeavor being a Yankee fan right now. So, okay, you're not afraid of them. I mean, this is not vintage Houston. I mean, you don't have AJ's garbage can, and Verlander's been a mess, and they're not the same. Okay, are you afraid of the Guardians? No. You're certainly not afraid of Baltimore. You have just stood toe-to-toe with them. Like, what you're doing it stopped making sense on paper two, three weeks ago. I'm done trying to make sense of it. Yeah. Maybe you're the bad news Bears. Go to the Astrodome and win the whole thing.
And this is where having Scooble helps you out, because in three-game series, you win that game, you put the pressure on the other
team. There it is. Yeah, I have no problem with it. What are their odds for the World Series right now, David? Oh, forget it. We're up against it. It's got to be 50,000 to 1 or something, right? Something ridiculous. Just bet them to win the World Series, and then you bet against them every night. You're going to make money if they lose, and Lord knows if they keep winning, well, guess what? You're going to make 75% of whatever the list is.
Call Mike's 900 number now.
No, Connor asked me a question. Yeah, no. I'm not mad at what he did. I think he's right. What do you got, David?
Plus 5,000 right now to win the World Series.
That's it?
Yes.
All right, so you'd have to put a little more money on it to make it make sense, but why not? Seriously. You know, a couple weeks ago it was 40,000?
Yeah.
That's when you should have forgotten.
Just 2 weeks ago. Yeah. David, a couple of ticket texts. We'll continue rolling along on a victory Monday. And yes, you want to call about the Tigers? Go for it. But the drama's done. You're in. It will take an act of God for you not to be in. The same act of God that put you here. And for those of you going, well, how special is what they're doing? Only one time in history has it been done. And that was 50 years ago. Rico was a senior in high school. At Detroit Basket Weaving Tech.
Detroit Lutheran West.
Fake school. They used to call it the Bishop Sycamore, a 6 mile.
Lutheran West Leopards.
No proof it was real. David, ticket text.
Yeah, I don't see it anymore. I missed the start.
It's closed down like every other school in Detroit.
Uh-huh.
So Detroit Southwestern didn't exist?
Nope.
Wow. Tell that to Jalen Rose.
Cooley? Nope.
Wow.
I missed the start of the last call, but I did bet the Tigers to win the World Series last week as a happiness hedge. Signed, Yankee fan from Shelby Township.
Yeah, but here's the deal. Now you got to bet against the Tigers every step of the way if you bet on them to win the World Series. You got to calculate what you're willing to spend and get out of this. How much can you take away from the odds you've bet into?
Can't believe new showers were all it took for the team to make a push.
Definitely not.
You get the slow clap.
No, this is the problem is when they sold at the deadline, they were telling you they didn't believe.
Mm-hmm.
And baseball history on August, 11th, your odds were 0.2%. None of this was foreseen.
Brother, when they were pushing Scooble starts back and they said, hey, he won't be a part of the regular rotation, we're going to add days.
It is why that I give AJ Hinch and Chris Fetter the credit and not Scott Harris. They're managing this dreck on a day-to-day basis, and they have had a magic wand. Mm-hmm. Look, AJ towards the end of last year with his player usage and lineup optimization, hey, man, masterful to get them to 78. What he's done this year with his staff, the mixing, the matching, having at times one starter or two starters, it's remarkable. Mm-hmm. Rico, Bo Brisky's coming out of the pen throwing 100. What? They got Kenny Cott in the pen. Bob Herder. Guy's got the best sweeper that's ever been invented. Like, it's amazing. But you just, to act as if any of this was foreseen, that's con artistry. It's ridiculous. So you just enjoy the ride. Because you can't explain it.
Right.
Go ahead.
Was happy to see this defense, the Lions defense, looking better weekly. The running game is looking better. The only thing holding this team back is Jared Goff.
Oh,
he's inconsistent and sloppy. Okay. Jamar from Westland.
Jamar Jamar's being ironic. That's not real. That's not real. That's somebody being funny, just like the Tiger showers. I refuse to believe that after watching that game, you walk away saying, we just have to get rid of Jared Goff now. Guys, there's only about 15 real quarterbacks in the league. You have one, okay? He's not Mahomes, but guess what? Nobody's Mahomes but Mahomes. You have only about 15 quarterbacks are really worth anything. There's 32 starting quarterbacks, but ask Carolina about that, okay? That can't be real.
Well, let me give you this update. This could be a positive update regarding Jackson Joe being called up. So Cody Stavenhagen, who covers the Tigers for The Athletic, says, my understanding is Joe should be eligible via an exemption from MLB. Could simply replace a player such as Sawyer Gibson Long, who has been on the 60-day IL all season.
Okay.
So that's a positive there.
I love it. Because ultimately, is it a bit of a baptism by fire? Yeah. But this guy's going to go in with the stuff he's got. We're not going to ask you to pitch 50, 60, 70 pitches. And, yeah, it might seem ridiculous to say, well, could he be a fireman to help you? But why not? Why not? You're going to be depending on him soon enough anyways. The hell's the difference?
Tigers are hot right now. I'm betting they make it to at least the second round. Somehow Frankenstein pitching is getting it done. That's from Scott in Carlton. Kevin in Lansing, 70% of the earth is covered by water. The other 30% is covered by Parker Meadows. Lions here. The Lions have scored 25 total second half points the first 3 weeks, 16 of those week one. Can't win many games this way. That's Jason and Dexter.
All right, let's go to Antoine, 97.1. Antoine, what's going on? Whoa. Okay, we're going to put you on hold. It sounds like you're inside of a robot. I don't know what was going on there.
Me neither. I think he had us on speakerphone.
That's okay. I put him on hold. I didn't hang up on him. But that was like, he sounded like he was imitating one of those modems from the 90s. Let's check on Antoine, make sure he's okay. David, go ahead. And then I know we've got a little football today to take care of as well. We'll get back to the people.
I'm afraid that Harris is going to be like Holmes. They're going to trust their locker room and their youth and do nothing with free agents in the offseason.
You know what? I'll cross the bridge when I get there. And second of all, don't worry. There'll be plenty of bought and paid for media that'll just drink it up. Drink it up until it's gone. It'll be get that cut from, what is it, There Will Be Blood, when Daniel Day-Lewis is talking, when he's like, I take my straw and I drink it all. Like, go ahead. That's the media in this town. And I drink it up. And go ahead. Don't do anything this offseason. Go right ahead. Trey Sweeney's the next A-Rod. Go for it. No third baseman? No problem.
No, we're going to enjoy this moment.
I'm saying, do it all.
I want to enjoy this moment.
That's okay? Why I'm not going there. These people are baiting me.
Let me be angry. It's like Saturday. Let me be angry Saturday, okay, when Ohio State shows up.
Are you even going to watch it?
I got some people coming up there.
So I'm actually hosting an event.
No.
Excuse me.
I'll be home by halftime.
Quick trip to the dentist, huh?
248. Wow.
Read something.
Okay, then.